from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Shavuot in defense of sleep. As we know, there's a beautiful custom to stay up all night on Shavuot's night. The idea being that since the Jews at Sinai stayed up, they did not stay up, they slept the night before they got the Torah. So we should do better than that. We should stay up all night to learn. Certainly a beautiful opportunity to celebrate and learn Torah on Shavuot, the holiday of Matan Torah Tenu, of receiving the Torah. It's a great idea, and it can be a beautiful experience, a time when you can learn straight from 11, 12 o'clock at night, straight, no interruptions, all the way to 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, till you daven in early shacharis. However, today I'd like to focus on the other view. The most famously, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Siddur, writes that, look, if you're not sure that you can really daven the next day properly, and you will be able to really focus on your prayers at 5 o'clock in the morning after staying up all night, then maybe you should sleep. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which really had the Brisa in the sixth chapter, says that, called Kinyan Torah, it says, Miut Shena, one of the 48 ways to acquire Torah is to have less sleep. However, the Levush says that the beautiful Pasuk in Tehillim, that Shav Lachem Mashkimei Kuma Achrei Shevet, Kinyan Tehillim Dido Shena, he says, look, some people get up really early and they lose sleep to learn Torah, and it can be a beautiful thing. But there are others who make sure that they sleep. And God will give them Shena, He'll give them sleep, and He'll let them, since they're beloved of God, they're sleeping so they can learn Torah. And when they wake up, they have greater clarity. The Or HaSameach says, if you sleep too much, then you lose time from learning. But if you sleep too little, then you also lose time from learning, because what you could have learned in one hour, it took you 2 hours because you were so exhausted. So we could say, in fact, to defend the Jews at Sinai, that the reason they slept the night before was, like the Rabbi Lev Yitzchak Verdichev, who loved to defend the Jews, he says, you know, I'll tell you why they slept all night. They wanted to have total clarity in the morning. Or the Apter Rebbe, who was the O of Israel, he loved Israel. So he says, I'll tell you what it was. They were so impassioned about waiting for their beloved, waiting to hear God and the Torah, that they were about to explode with excitement. They had to go to sleep. If they didn't go to sleep, they wouldn't be able to survive, to make it till the morning. And that's why, indeed, they went to sleep. The Chassam Sofer writes about this importance, especially for a scholar, to guard their body so they can be ready to study more. And the Baal Shem Tov also speaks about the importance of that when your body is sick, your neshama is weak as well, and your ability to pray is hampered. Now, based on this, it's a wonderful sefer here, Az Yomu, a book on Pirkei Avos, by a certain Rabbi Yitzchak Aaron Goldberger. He's from Popov, from Klosenberg. He says as follows. He says, we know there's a minhag, the Ramah says, we have a minhag to eat milk on Shavuos. He says, milk, cheese. Where do we know about cheese? We know it from story of Sisra. She gave him milk. Yael gave him milk, and he went to sleep, and she chopped off his head. In other words, it helped him fall asleep. It's a somnolescent. It's having milk helps you fall asleep. So maybe that's why we specifically have milk on Shavuos, to fall asleep, because we want to be like those Jews who fell asleep so that they could be more clear to study Torah. Or, he suggests audaciously, that on Shavuos is a double kiyum, a double fulfillment, when you have wine on Shavuos. Of course, for Samat V'chagecha, you have to have meat and wine on a holiday, even on Shavuos. You have some milk, you have some meat, separately, of course, but you have both. Or one meal you have milk, one meal you have meat. But what the wine has a separate meaning on Shavuos, because the wine also helps you sleep. And if you have the wine and you sleep, then hopefully you have greater behirut, you have greater clarity when it comes time for learning. On the one hand, we have the idea of staying up all night, the idea that the Torah is acquired through miut shena. Then you gotta push yourself a little bit if you want to really acquire the Torah. There's only X number of hours in the day. We gotta push it. There's a lot of Torah to be learned. We gotta work hard. On the other hand, there's another value. And on the contrary, we should get sleep, get as much sleep as we can, so that we can learn better. We can learn more clearly. Our heads can be clear. and we can accomplish as much as we can. On Shavuos, if you stay up all night, try to get some good sleep afterwards, and then try to keep learning. It's Shavuos, if you're in Chutz Laaretz, outside of Israel, the 2 days, the second day, you should learn a lot. It's a day of learning, in addition to eating and enjoying. We have to do both. Chetzi Lachem, Chetzi Lachem, should do both. But, let's remember, part of our tanuk, part of our joy, part of the Samach HaGecha, part of our joy, is to, yes, to sleep, and in order to which we be strong, to be able to learn as well. We wish everyone a Chag Sameach, and we thank everyone for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Bethel Emeth congregation, here for our discussion of Shavuos. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays, how-to videos, and more. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.